starting lineups have been announced for the Roscommon Bucks. They'll start senior number 0, Ben Hamina. Senior number 1, Mason Beaver. Senior number 20, Mason Green. Senior number 21, Joshua Kerubin. Senior number 22, Sawyer Griffiths. 5 seniors in the starting lineup. As for Oscoda, they will start senior number 3, Hunter Perez. Junior number 5, Jack LeClaire. Junior number 11, Blake Malik. Senior number 14, Connor McNichol. And senior number 24, Thad Sprague.
I think this is going to be this is probably going to be a little bit closer than the last match. I think these guys are going to test up pretty well against each other. Obviously, being from Oscoda, I kind of have a little bit of a want one way or the other, but let's play some basketball.
Tip is controlled by the Roscommon Bucks. They work left to right. Sawyer Griffiths has it on the left wing, up top to Green, right side to Kerub. Kerub back up top, Hamina swinging around, Kerub. Pump fake, a mid-range jumper, kick out Mason Green. He'll take a mid-range jumper, too long. Rebound comes down to Jack LeClaire of the Owls. Here comes Oscoda. Blake Malik has it on the left wing. Bounce pass inside, it's stolen away by Mason Green. A miscommunication between Malik and McNichol.
Yeah, Green just stepped in front of that ball. Not really much opposing that interception.
Mason Green works right side, Joshua Kerub for Roscommon. Up top now to Ben Hamina. Hamina had it poked away, but able to recover it and swing it around right side Green. Back up top, Kerub. And the Owls not allowing shots here as Roscommon, who we saw shoot at will on Monday, taking their time here, getting shots up in the air.
Yeah, now taking low.
Beaver takes a three, no good. Jack LeClaire, another rebound.
The smallest guy on the court's got 2 of the rebounds.
Last time we saw Jack LeClaire, he hit 9 threes versus Dallas.
And that's a lie. I think Hunter's a little bit shorter.
Hand off to Malik. Basketball up top, right in front of the student section.
And the students way more active earlier. They weren't here till the fourth quarter last game.
Jack LeClaire, crossover, into the lane. Hand off McNichol. He was swatted away, and another turnover. 2 possessions, 2 turnovers for the Owls.
A good defense by both squads. No one giving an inch.
Beaver works right side Griffiths. Sawyer Griffiths steps in, mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound, out of bounds. Off of Oscoda will come staying to Roscommon.
Yeah, but he's going to bounce off McNichol's hand there and run to the out of bounds, and good discipline not to touch it by the Bucks.
Inbound goes right side to Ben Hamina. Hamina drives on Malik, goes up through the contact, too strong. Hunter Perez pulls down the rebound, the Owls run. Malik into the lane, Euro step, layup too strong. Rebound comes down to Sawyer Griffiths. Here comes Roscommon, quickly up the floor, Ben Hamina, and he will travel. And it'll be a turnover back to Oscoda. This game brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Napa Auto Parts of East Owasaw, Gray, and Oscoda, Randy's Towing of Northeast Michigan, and Miles & Sons Insurance in Oscoda, Ben Conning and Standish.
Yep, defense is the name of the game early on here in this game, just over 2 minutes into it.
No score,
couple turnovers.
Perez steps in, kick right side Malik, he will drive. Pass down low to Sprague. Sprague up through some contact. No good. Got his own rebound. Kicks it out to Jack LeClaire. LeClaire thought about the deep three. Instead, will dribble it in. Kick right side Perez. He thought about the three. Little timid are the Owls right now. Driving in. Kick to McNichol. Mid-range jumper. Good. And finally, someone has put a bucket up on the board. Took over 2.5 minutes. But the Owls lead 2-0.
Yeah, patience there. Not taking low success shots. Waiting for a good shot opportunity, and it went in.
Hamina, basketball up top, works right side to Griffiths. Sawyer Griffiths working on Hunter Perez. Now left side to Beaver. Beaver to Hamina. Hamina, mid-range jumper. Good, we're tied at 2.
And like we saw on Monday, Hamina is the guy they want to get the ball to most often. And he, nice little shot there by him. Ties this game up at 2.
Perez dribbles the basketball just across the logo. Gets it left side to Malik. Malik gets a screen from Sprague. Puts it behind his back. Now swings the right side to LeClaire. LeClaire trying to drive inside. Nothing there. Great defense. Now to Malik. Malik does get around the defense. Drives in through the contact. Lays it up. Can't get it to go. But he is fouled. And will go to the line to shoot 2.
Our first 3 throws of the game. Good move there by Malik off the top of the 3-point line. Driving the lane. Getting that contact, unfortunately couldn't get the ball to go in, but
I was texting earlier this week with Coach Poland as Malik short on the first free throw. Bob Roscommon's physicality, and that's something he saw in film, and he wanted my opinion on it on after Monday about what I saw against Roscommon. So we were talking about how Oscoda's going to have to deal with that, and one way to do it is get to the line, but you got to make the free throws as Malik unable to make either one. We're still tied at two, almost halfway through our first quarter. Driving in Beaver, kick out Hamina, step back three, too long, and it somehow hit off the front of the rim and in.
That's a fortuitous bounce back into that rim. I thought it was coming out, but it said, nah, I'm going to go this way.
That somehow hit off the back, just barely caught the front and bounced back in. McNichol has it at the free throw line for the Owls. Back out to Perez, 5-2 Roscommon. Works to the right side. Perez driving in, lays it up through some contact, not enough. And Sawyer Griffiths grabs the board for Roscommon.
Yeah, like we'd said, the size is in the favor of the Bucks right now.
Up
but
top
the speed
to Green,
may not be.
Taken away by Perez. Perez can walk to the rim, and he lays it up and in on the left side.
A beautiful turnover there by the Owls. Great job by Perez to get that bucket.
5-4, Roscommon with the lead in the basketball. Mason Green has it up top. Shot over Sprague is good. Nothing but net. Two-point jumper makes it 7-4.
That three-pointer being the difference in the game right now.
Hunter Perez with the basketball straight up top. Bounds either way, but instead Hamina will go to the line to shoot two.
Great hustle there by Perez, though, to stop the easy bucket, make him earn it at the free throw line. I don't hate that.
As Hamina steps to the line, let you know this game brought to you in part by Janice Tire Renato in Oscoda, Andes, Tawas, Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, State Farm agent Sean Clark in Oscoda, and the Beresh Funeral Homes of Oscoda, Augray, Hale, Prescott, Tawas City, and Twining. Hamina makes the first free throw. He has 6 early points of Roscommon's 8. Second free throw up, make it 7 of 9. 9-4, Roscommon, the host team in this district semifinal. The early lead. Perez swings right side, LeClaire. LeClaire a screen from McNichol. LeClaire kicked to Malik. Malik driving inside. Tough runner, but got it to go off the glass in a tough angle. It's 9-6.
Yeah, nice difficult shot there to make there by Malik. Caught the bleeding a little bit.
Three-point jumper, Beaver right wing, got it to go.
Uncontested shot there. They were expecting him to pass something else. He just kind of takes the shot, makes it easily, brings it back up to 6.
12-6, Roscommon. Early run for the home team. Malik basketball up top for Oscoda. Drives inside on Hamina. Had it poked away, ball on the ground, recovered by the Owls. Kick out Perez, back to the corner, Malik. He drives baseline, had it poked away again. He's on the basketball, and we're going to get a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Oscoda Owls. Coach Mike Poland looked like he was going to call a timeout.
I don't think I need.
And now he does. He does get the timeout. He's trying to call one. Finally, they give it to him. Back in 30 seconds on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school basketball on Hits FM brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda, Tawas Tool, a subsidiary of Star Cutter Company, Coles Appliance of Lincoln and Tawas City, and Alpena Community College in Oscoda and Alpena. 12-6, Roscommon, Oscoda with the basketball, 2:05 to play in our first quarter. Inbound, knocked away by Beaver, and he's on the end line, and it'll be a turnover back to Oscoda.
The good old turnover. Much ado about nothing, but we're going to inbound it at a different spot.
Going to inbound from the side now, pretty much right in front of the Roscommon bench. And we have got a foul.
Got to be on Roscommon, right?
Not sure if they didn't put one up, didn't announce one, so I'm thinking they just wanted to make sure they had everything right.
Oh.
Did look like one official was signaling foul, but it's Oscoda basketball. Hunter Perez, handoff Jack LeClaire. He had it poked away. Diving on the ground are a couple of players, and it's recovered by Roscommon. Hamina to the rim, lays it up and in.
The hustle out of the Bucks right now is overmatching the Owls. They're kind of deer in the headlight, not to be punny there, but.
Kick to McNichol. 9 points already for Hamina. It's 14-6, Roscommon. Perez drives right side, right into the chest of Mason Green. He is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul actually on new man in out of the timeout. That's number 30, David Jensen.
Now, even though you got the foul, you got to make these free throws. We've already seen two misses by the Owls. You can't take the fouls and not do anything with them.
First free throw is up and good. 3 points on the night here for Hunter Perez. 1:22 to play in our first half. 14-7, Roscommon. Make it 14-8, Roscommon, as Perez makes them both. No press here by the Owls. Pratt will bring it up here for Roscommon. Hand to Hamina. Ben Hamina works right side. Kick inside to Jensen. Up on Sprague, no good. Rebound tipped around and controlled by Roscommon. Back out Hamina, back inside, off the hands of Pratt, who's able to save it. Up top to Beaver, left side Griffiths. Griffiths drives inside, layup over Sprague, off the back rim, no good. Rebound down to Connor McNichol for the Owls.
Right now, it looks like all the energy is in Roscommon's favor. The Owls look a little bit stagnant.
Perez works into the lane, a floater, off the high glass, no good. Rebound down to Pratt, and Roscommon runs. But sees no numbers, they'll slow it up. Hand off to Pratt, 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Back up top to Hamina. Roscommon might just hold for one here. They're slowing it down, 14-8 lead. They're going to go into their weave at the top of the key. And they are just going to continue to slow it down. Looks like they're holding for one. Hand off Hamina. Swing left corner, three-pointer. Knock it down, it's Pratt! And it is a huge lead, 17-8. Final seconds of the first. Perez, a jumper at the buzzer. Back iron, no good. 17-8. Roscommon after one on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Roscommon after the first quarter, and it just seemed like Oscoda just didn't really get off the bus real well.
No, it doesn't seem that way at all. Roscommon is just hyped up entirely, and Oscoda just doesn't seem to be matching their energy.
Roscommon starts with the basketball. Ben Hamina, who had 9 first quarter points, hands it off to Pratt. Pratt back out to Hamina, swinging left side Beaver. Beaver, a three over LeClaire, knock it down.
They cannot miss a shot right now.
20-8. They've caught fire. Perez has the basketball up top. Kick out Malik. And a foul here as Pratt thought he was going to get a steal. But he reached in. Pratt's first. Malik will inbound for the Owls. Just throws it into the backcourt. On our sister station, WKJC, Standish with a 16-11 lead over Ogama Heights. Perez works to the corner. Malik, wide open corner three. Off the front iron, no good. Thad Sprague, offensive rebound. Kick out Hunter Perez, straight on three. Knock it down.
They needed that. They needed to stop this bleeding real quick. Now they got to play some defense.
Makes it 20-11. Hunter Perez, his 7th point of the night. Right side to Pratt. Keaton Pratt dribbles in. Floater over McNichol is short. Rebound down to Sprague for the Owls. Up to Malik. Malik drives inside. Step through and a blocking foul is called while he was going up. Malik just put on the attack there. And that's what I just mentioned, you know, 5-10 minutes ago that I was texting with Coach Pullen about. When you're working on a physical team, go right at him. That's what Malik does. He draws a foul. He's going to the line.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely a way to get back into this game for sure. But you got to make your free throws.
0-for-3 now on the day is Blake Malik as he misses that one.
He makes crazy shots, but he's just missing these easy ones.
Second free throw. That one's good. 3 points on the night for Blake Malik. It's 20-12.
And the foul was on Mason Beaver, his first.
Right side Beaver. Up top to Mason Green. Left side Sawyer Griffiths for Roscommon. Back up top Ben Hamina. Guarded by Malik. Inside to Pratt. Pratt spin move on Perez. Kick out Beaver. Three over LeClaire. Off the window, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it'll be chased down by Hamina, who then turns it over, and it's picked off by Malik. Saved to McNichol, who is fouled. Reaching in was Mason Green. His second, team third already. Less than 2 minutes here into the second quarter.
No fouls on Oscoda right now. That's a good way to start this quarter. I know they're down a lot, but try to force yourselves into a bonus situation early on. Keep being physical.
Perez goes to Malik in the corner. Malik just dribbling, looking, gets a screen from Perez. Dribbles through the lane. Bounce pass to Sprague. Sprague off the window.
Beautiful move. Tricks everyone that he's driving. A beautiful bounce pass to Sprague, who gets the dish. All right, it's only six now, boys.
20-14. Roscommon still with that lead. Beaver has the basketball up top, gets a screen from Green. Left side, Hamina. Hamina drives to the free throw line, pull-up jumper, rattles home.
Yeah, Hamina is definitely the guy you need to guard. You need to stop him. He is the offense. He is the engine.
22-14. 5:25 remaining, and a steal here. Beaver can walk to the rim, and he does. Lays it in. Timeout, Oscoda, take one with him. It is 24-14 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school basketball on Hits FM brought to you in part by Zubac Ford of Oscoda and Zubac CDJR of Tawa City, Metalodge of Tawa City, and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations.
Go ahead. I would say Oscoda's got to come back to life. They just kind of let two more easy buckets in after having momentum for a little bit.
24-14, Roscommon here in the second quarter. LeClaire on the right corner, drives inside, pass down to McNichol, lays it up too strong. And rebound comes out to LeClaire. LeClaire out to Malik, who drives inside, floater at the rim, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
I like it.
Malik continues to be aggressive, finding his way through the defense. Free throw is up and good for Malik. Jaden Ullman will check into the game for Connor McNichol.
There's still plenty of time in this game. It's not out of control yet, but you have to stop the bleeding.
Malik's second free throw. Hits every part of the rim and falls. Makes it 24-16. Oh, my gosh, no. No concern about
it. Yeah, I mean, there's 5 minutes, and they're in the bonus on next foul.
Beaver, a mid-range jumper, no good. Jaden Ullman flies in for the rebound, goes to Perez, and then Toby Bigford will pick up a foul for Roscommon.
And they're in the bonus.
And that should send Perez down to the line to shoot two. And that's not what you want, 90 feet away. And again, we'll walk all the way down the court.
Certainly taking the time.
Well, they have a problem. The scoreboard is now reset to where now only one foul on.
It's definitely five. Yeah, it's definitely not. It's not one. It's five.
They got it fixed.
Good try, scoreboard operator. Good try.
So Hunter Perez goes to the line. He's got 7 points on the night, trying to cut into this Roscommon lead. Makes the first. And it feels like Roscommon's absolutely dominated this game, and yet they have a 7-point lead and a chance to cut it to a two-possession game.
Well, there was that stretch there that the Bucks couldn't miss. I mean, it was
second free throw, no good. Rebound comes down to Bigford. Bigford has it taken away by Malik, but it goes out of bounds off the foot of Blake Malik. Beaver will inbound for Roscommon. 4.5 to play in our first half. Beaver goes right side to Carub. Carub down to Griffiths. Back out to Carub. We will go back up top to Beaver, and Roscommon will reset. Sawyer Griffiths will drive to the baseline. Cut down there by Perez to Bigford. Bigford, a floater in the lane. Got it to go.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful move there to get inside and and jump over the defense to get that layup in.
Makes it 26-17. Roscommon with the lead. Perez will drive left side. Cut off there, hand it off to Malik. Malik drives inside. Stop there, kick back out to Perez. Perez will reset the offense, look back to Coach Poland for the offensive call. And had it taken away, Beaver poked it away. Another turnover, Beaver to Hammond on the right wing, kick to Griffiths, wide open three, knock it down!
They just can't miss their threes are going in. They're almost automatic. That's the difference in this game right now.
29-17, 12-point lead for Roscommon. Perez stops, up and under, right side LeClaire. LeClaire drives in. We've got a foul. Both officials call a blocking foul here on Sawyer Griffiths. And that'll send LeClaire to the line to shoot two. Second foul on Sawyer Griffiths.
I mean, the foul trouble is definitely on Roscommon, but they're up by 12. I mean, it's a weird enigma right now that, yeah, the foul trouble team should be winning, not losing by double digits.
LeClaire's first free throw, long. Owls just haven't been able to take advantage of those fouls.
Correct.
LeClaire's second free throw. That one falls. First point of the night for Jack LeClaire. Tyler Sheffer checked in for Jaden Ullman. Down to Karup for Roscommon. Karup, pump fake, up and good.
Yep, just bounces off the physicality from Thad Sprague there and just takes the elastic out of it and puts it right back up over the way shorter Hunter Perez.
31-18, Perez drives in, had it blocked, kick out LeClaire. LeClaire drives inside. Circus shot no good. Rebound comes down to Roscommon. Beaver will bring it up. Kick right side. Hamina. Pump fake on the three. Up top. Wide open for three. Beaver. Knock it down.
Wow.
Wide open shooters right now for Roscommon. It's 34-18 Roscommon.
We're almost doubled right now.
Driving in Perez. Blocked by Hamina. Hamina gets the rebound. Three on two the other way. Pratt lays it up and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Every time Oscoda's tried to cut it, Roscommon is just absolutely putting the pedal back down, getting wide open shooters and knocking down those shots. Pratt can't get the first one to go.
That's a rare miss for the Bucks right now.
Couple of dribbles. Pratt's second free throw. That one falls. Makes it 35-18. And Sheffer stepped over the line on the inbound, and so it's a turnover back to Roscommon. McNichol checks in for Sheffer, and the mental mistakes for Oscoda to continue to pile up.
Yeah, this is worst case scenario for the Owls right now. They are just can't buy anything right now.
Hammond, a corner three, no good. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Roscommon. Karup gets it. Now it's Pratt, back up top Beaver. And he'll set it up. 35-18, 2 minutes to play in the half. Hamina drives baseline, goes up through some contact. No call, no make. Here come the Owls. Malik goes behind his back, drives in, and he's going to double dribble. So it's a turnover back to Roscommon.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was he was impeded, but yeah, he did. I think just try to change his movements. He wasn't affected by the defender.
I don't think it was a double dribble. I think it was the wrong motion. That was a carry by Blake Malik. Up top to Bigford. Bigford right side. Pratt, final 1:45 of the first half. Driving through. Pratt leaves the ball right on the ground. Picked up by Malik. Still on the ground. McNichol. And a timeout here for Oscoda. So they will retain possession. 35-18. 1:37 to play in the half on Hits FM, your power station for sports. to 18. Oscoda trailing the Roscommon Bucks, the host Roscommon Bucks here in this district semifinal. Alcona awaits the winner of this game. And it's been all Roscommon so far. Remember, Oscoda 2-5 when they allow 40 points or more. Roscommon has 35. We're not at halftime.
the shots have just been going down every time for the Bucks right now, and another turnover by Oscoda.
Perez goes behind his back and just fell and threw it out of bounds. How many turnovers do you have for Oscoda
11.
Now? That's 11 first half turnovers for the Oscoda Owls. 11's what you want maybe in a game. Beaver goes right side, Hamina for three, right corner. And he is just unconscious right now. Hamina's got 14 points, and it's a 20-point lead for Roscommon, 38-18. Perez goes left side, had it ripped away, ball on the ground, Malik and Roscommon's Beaver fighting for it. Jump ball will
stay with Oscoda.
Stay in blue. Perez will inbound 52 and a half seconds in the first half. Perez looking, gets it to LeClaire in the corner. LeClaire drives, stop, turn around, little floater is good. That's LeClaire's first made field goal of the game. He had a free throw. They have yet to be able to work him open for a three-point attempt, and it is now 38-20 with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Hand off to Pratt, and they might be trying to hold for one. Last time they did this, they shot it with about 10 seconds left.
Yeah, there's a lot of time. There's 22 right now.
Yeah, they didn't quite hold all the way through. I think they kind of lull you into a false sense of security and then take a shot before you expect them to. Well, now there's 10 seconds left. They'll work into their action. They're going to try and get someone open for a three. It looks like they're trying to get Hamina open. They get it to him in the corner. He steps to the shot, shoots the three. It's good! That'll end the half! 41-20! Roscommon dominates! Back in a couple of minutes here on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Both teams have exited the halftime locker rooms and ready for our second half of action. Oscoda and Roscommon. It's 41-20. Currently, the Roscommon Bucks lead the Oscoda Owls. And, Brian, it's going to be about energy. If Oscoda can come out and play with energy, they can find their way back into this game. But if they come out at all flat, there's a chance that Roscommon just keeps on building onto this lead and puts this game away in the next, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah, Oscoda's got to come out with way more energy than they came out of the first half, and they got pummeled. That's not sugarcoat it. That was the rough half of basketball, but they've got a half of basketball to fix it. So they have to come out, match the energy, like you had said, play defense, and then turn it over on the offense and score points to cut this lead periodically until they get close.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be a big run. Can you make up 8 points in this quarter? Can you make up, then the last 12 in last 13? It would be in the fourth quarter. You know, that's what it's going to be. Can you chip away and start to build on mini runs? You don't need a 15-0 run. What you need is a couple of 8-2 runs. That's how you're going to climb your way back in this contest. Roscommon will start with the basketball, working now right to left on your radio dial. Left to right will be the Oscoda Owls. And here we go in the second half. Beaver works left side to Carib. Carib to the corner to Griffiths. Griffiths back to Carib, knocked away and stolen by the Owls.
It's a good start.
Hunter Perez jogs it up for Oscoda. Can they get some of their playmakers open? Perez to LeClaire. LeClaire, open three. Just rimmed out, but rebound by Sprague. Goes up, got it with the foul. That's the start they needed. They work it to Jack LeClaire for a three. and then it's rebounded by Thad Sprague, who pounds it into the dirt, goes up, lays it in, plus a foul.
Yeah, that's a perfect start there. Get the steal, come down, get the end-one opportunity, and then...
Free throw no good, rebounded by Beaver for Roscommon. Makes it 41-22. Screen here by Green, gets Beaver to the right wing. Back up top, Mason Green, meet free throw line jumper, no good. And rebound comes around to the ground, and it's popped up in the air and grabbed by Hunter Perez of Oscoda. Blake Malik will bring it up. He drives baseline. Kick up top, Perez. Perez drives into the middle. Layup, no good. Rebound controlled by McNichol. McNichol to Perez. Another offensive rebound. Perez gets a screen from Sprague. Drives to the middle. Kick to McNichol. McNichol out to Malik. Thought about the three. Now drives inside. Bounce pass to Sprague, but there is a foul down low. And they got lucky because Sprague thought Malik was shooting and was cutting in for the offensive rebound. I think Malik would have thrown it out of bounds had the foul not been called.
But that's going to be Beaver's second.
Perez inbounds to Malik. Jack LeClaire was begging for it, wanted the three. Kick back to Perez. Right wing three. Too long. But another offensive rebound. Connor McNichol gets one. Malik drives in. He's short on a free throw line jumper. Rebounded McNichol. Into LeClaire. He drives and had it blocked.
Well, I mean, the rebounds and such are working out, but they're not scoring. They need to get the rebounds and then at least get some points. But, I mean, at least this is positive coming out of the quarter. Two quick fouls and dominating the possession.
Perez inbound to Sprague. Kick out to Malik. Malik drives inside. Kick to LeClaire. Open left wing three. Couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Sprague. But he couldn't maintain it, and it goes to Beaver for Roscommon. Right side, Griffiths. Had it poked away by LeClaire. Goes and gets it. Back up top to Beaver. All those offensive rebounds and fouls and no points for Oscoda there. Griffiths lost it, driving in, ball on the ground, diving for it, and a jump ball called. It'll go to the Owls. Jaden Ullman will check in. Checking out is Jack LeClaire, so they can go to a bigger lineup here. As the Owls force another turnover. 41-22, 2 minutes into our third quarter. Little fake pressure here from Roscommon. They show a press, don't actually press. Perez has the basketball up top, driving inside now, lays it up left hand, off the rim.
Oh, nice play.
Got a good bounce and it's in. First 4 points of the quarter, scored by Oscoda. Roscommon needs a timeout, take one with them. 41-24, Roscommon on Hits FM, your power station for sports.
WQLB, Ottawa City, Michigan, and WKJZ, Hillman, Alvena.
High school basketball on Hits FM brought to you in part by Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Ottawa City, Clearview Car Wash of Oscoda, and Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan. Out of the timeout, Roscommon gets a wide open three. Beaver, right corner, he got it to go. 14 points for Mason Beaver. Back to a 20-point lead for Roscommon, 44-24. And immediately just stalls the momentum the Owls had.
Exactly.
And now a steal on a bounce pass that, well, almost a steal, is knocked out of bounds. Knocked away by Green. Perez tried to bounce pass it to Ullman, and Green read it and almost was able to run the other way with it.
Yeah, lucky there for the Owls.
And a kick on the inbound will keep it right where it's at.
Not playing soccer.
5:15 to play in our second quarter, or third quarter, excuse me. 44-24, Roscommon. Malik looking to inbound. Finally gets it into the backcourt to Hunter Perez. Guarded by Ben Hamina. Left side, Ullman. Ullman will pass it right side to Malik. Malik, a little step back. Sets up the offense into Sprague. Sprague, turnaround, back up Malik. Three-pointer straight on. No good. McNichol, an offensive rebound, throws it up and in. The offensive rebounds in this quarter, that's four or five already for the Owls.
Yeah, if they can somehow get back in this game, that's going to be definitely a note.
Passing to Carew, rejected by McNichol, got his own rebound. Back out to Beaver. 4.5 to play in the third.
I mean, the Bucks don't have to be offensive. They can play calm. I mean, they're up by so much. I mean, they don't just make smart shots.
Mason Green drives in, can't get it to go. McNichol got a hand on it, but couldn't get the rebound to come down. Now we get a jump ball. It'll stay with Roscommon.
A lot of bodies flying on the ground trying to get that ball, but it stays with the Bucks.
Jack LeClaire will check in for the Owls. He'll go get Jaden Ullman. Nope, not Jaden Ullman. Go get that spread. Wrong guy. Roscommon inbound. Bickford wide open underneath the bucket, lays it in.
I can't imagine that's what they wanted.
46-26, Roscommon. Hunter Perez brings it up. Right side, Malik. Malik to Ullman, right wing. He'll try a three. Too long, got his own shot. Goes up, he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. 3:55 to play in the third.
That's Beaver's third foul. Three fouls on the Bucks. Zero for Oscoda, excuse me. 3:55 left.
Ullman's first free throw is up and good.
If they can somehow get this to like a 12-10 point game before the fourth quarter, I think there might be some chances.
Yeah, you got to get it down to about 10 or 12, and you feel all right. Second free throw is good. Makes it 46-28, and into a full court press now go the Owls. Hamina swings it up the middle, picked off by Ullman. Ullman driving in, and he traveled with it. Just got moving a little too quickly.
A good effort there, causing the turnover. Probably should have just passed it to someone who was kind of like in between of what he wanted to do and then did both things. You can't do both things.
Beaver and Hamina try and break the press. It's classic 2-2-1 press. Throw it down court, down to Bickford. Bickford up at the rim, lays it in. Great bounce pass from the three-point line all the way to the block.
Yeah, every step forward Oscoda takes, the Bucks take one step forward with them.
48-28, Roscommon. Perez drives in, kick to McNichol, mid-range jumper, good.
If only they could have came out of the game like this.
Hamina just throws it past the press, right side, Beaver straight on three, too long. LeClaire gets the rebound out at the three-point line. 48-30, bounce pass into Ullman. Ullman double team, throws it up, no good, rebound tipped around, controlled by Roscommon. Here comes Beaver for Roscommon. 48-30. Beaver gets two screens, drives inside, still nothing there. Kick out Hamina, and somehow kept it inside. Drive inside is rejected by Ullman. Here comes LeClaire. LeClaire drives in, lays it up, it's blocked. Rebound comes down to Hamina. And here comes Roscommon. And even when Oscoda gets opportunities, they're just not taking advantage of them.
No.
Just not able to. Right side, number 11, Barnes for Roscommon, is fouled out at the three-point line. Owen Barnes getting his first look in the game. 48-30. Thad Sprague checks in for Hunter Perez, so a big lineup out there for Oscoda. Hamina works it into the corner to Beaver. Back up top, Hamina. 2 minutes to play in the third. Steps to the side, launches a three, too long. Bickford pulls down the rebound. It's ripped out of his hands, but able to be recovered by Roscommon. Kick out. Hamina able to go and get the loose basketball. Roscommon keeps possession. Dribbling up top is Ben Hamina, guarded by LeClaire. Right side, Beaver in the corner. Back up top to Hamina.
I mean, I don't know how you're going to win this game if you're going to be this passive. You have to cause.
Left side, Beaver for three, no good. And LeClaire will pull down the rebound and then carried it as he was going to pass it up to Malik. And then it would have been picked off had he passed it to Malik. So he tried to dribble again and carried it. And it's still 48-30. Right side, Hamina for Roscommon. Turnovers mount for the Owls. Malik tried to come up, get a steal. Comes up to Beaver. Right side. That's Barnes. Barnes will hand it off to Hamina. They have really barely moved off the half-court logo with a minute here to go in the third.
I mean, they don't need to. They're up by 18.
Hand off to Barnes. Back up top, Hamina. The Owls trying to cut off these handoffs. And now a foul coming on Ullman. He tried to reach in on Ben Hamina. Only the second foul on the Owls in the quarter. Perez will check in for Ullman. They're going to go a little bit more speed out there. Hunter Perez checks in. Thrown to the corner to Bickford. Bickford back up top, Beaver. We'll see if Roscommon holds.
I mean, they've held for the last minute. Why wouldn't they hold for the last 40 seconds?
Dangerous pass to Barnes, almost intercepted, trapped in the corner. Bickford, a free throw line jumper, off back window, no good. Rebound LeClaire, and he wants to run. LeClaire brings it up for the Owls. Kick out Malik. Malik swings to Perez, wide open, straight on three, short. And rebound comes down to Beaver.
They cannot buy a three-point shot. They literally can't.
Beaver fires it down to number 30. That is Dave Jensen. And it's tied up down there, Jensen and Perez, as that ball hit the ground, and then they both dove on it. It goes to the Owls with 13 seconds left in the quarter.
Need some sort of points here.
Under 10 seconds. Haven't even crossed half court yet. 5 seconds. Just get across half court. Get it to LeClaire left wing. Got to get a shot up. He just heaves it up there, and no good. At the end of three, 48-30, Roscommon on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Ready to start our fourth quarter, 48-30, Roscommon. One other score to pass along to you. Hillman leading 44-36 at the end of three quarters over Mayo. That district is in Hillman. The host here, Roscommon, leading 48-30, and they have the basketball. Inbound here to Mason Green. He'll be fouled. Looks like on Sprague. His first. Obviously team first. Beaver looking to inbound. Fires it, picked off by Perez.
Nice interception there.
Perez will quickly run it up the floor. Nothing there, got cut off. Now we'll go right side Malik. Into Sprague, it was poked away by Griffiths. And turned over to Roscommon. Quickly up the floor, Sawyer. Griffiths left side. Drives inside, kick right wing. Hamina three. Off back iron, no good. Rebound, though, on the offensive glass by Mason Green. He steps through. And a foul going to be called, a reach-in foul. Roscommon will inbound from underneath.
I definitely don't want to get in foul trouble. That's not going to help anybody.
Pratt has it up on the left wing. Dribbles it back up top. Now goes left corner to Sawyer Griffiths. Back up top Green. Right side Beaver. Working on Perez. Back up top Hamina. Left side Griffiths. Pump fake a three. Step in mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound McNichol. McNichol to Perez, and the Owls bring it up the floor. 48-30. 1 minute into our fourth quarter. Roscommon with that 18-point lead. Perez, right side LeClaire, driving inside, little runner, short. Rebound by Sawyer Griffiths. Here comes Roscommon. Griffiths straight on. Drives inside on Sprague, and a hold on Thad Sprague. This game brought to you in part by Hungry Howie's Pizza of Oscoda and East Dallas Forwards Corporation and Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Dallas City. Timeout Oscoda, take one with them. Roscommon by 18 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson here with you. 48-30, Roscommon over Oscoda. Pratt, a runner in the lane, no good, and then he fouls Malik on the rebound. 6:20 to play in the game. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas and Dean Arbor Ford of Tatwa City and your local McDonald's restaurant. On our sister station, WKJC, it is Standish Sterling, 46-28 after three quarters over Ogemaw Heights. So both teams at close to 20-point deficits. Right side, LeClaire for the Owls into Sprague. Sprague goes up, fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. .608 remaining in our fourth quarter.
And that's going to put Mason Green at four fouls, so he's one away from being fouled out if he does one more in the next 6 minutes.
Joshua Carroop will check in for him. Thad Sprague short on the first free throw. We've had no scoring in this fourth quarter. The Owls got what they needed in the third. Only gave up 7 points in the third quarter as Thad Sprague knocks home the first, but just couldn't put enough points on the board to actually cut into the lead. Left side, Sawyer Griffiths drives baseline, lays it up, and he was wide open at the net and missed it. Here come the Owls, trailing 48-31. Back to LeClaire. LeClaire inside Sprague. Sprague bumped off the block, lays it up, no good. McNichol chases down the rebound, saves it back in bounds, but nothing there. And it's picked off by Roscommon. Here come the Bucks bringing it across the timeline. Beaver works right side. Drives inside. Floater, no good. Offensive rebound, Carroob. And he lays it up and in.
That tried to block that shot, just a little good angle there. Avoids the hand, gets the points.
50-31. 19-point lead here for Roscommon. Malik drives in the lane, floater, short. Thad Sprague, tip up, no good. Got another rebound. Kick out to McNichol. McNichol up top, Perez. Perez to Malik on the left wing. Malik drives baseline. Drives in. Reverse layup, no good. Thad Sprague, another offensive rebound. Goes up, can't get that one to go.
Lots
and the
of rebounds.
The physicality of Roscommon is just coming into play, and officials are just letting it go today, and they have all week long. They've let this kind of physical play go in all the games that we've seen. Carroob drives in, lays it up, high off the glass and in. 52-31. Hunter Perez brings it up, 4.5 to play. Goes left side to Malik. Malik drives inside, lays it up, lays it in. Malik's first points of the second half. And off of the press, trouble with it. Roscommon, they just barely get it across in 10 seconds. They had to go back after a ball hit off a knee. They continue to struggle with it. And a timeout here for Roscommon. We'll take one with them. 4:01 to play, 52-33. Roscommon on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Roscommon over Oscoda. 19-point lead for the Bucks, the host Bucks in this district semifinal. Sawyer Griffiths works left side to Hamina. Ben Hamina, a couple of jab steps, now drives to the free throw line, lost it. It's picked off by the Owls. Here comes Malik with the basketball up the left side. Drives in, little floater, got it to go. And now a travel here on Roscommon.
Oh, it's what you need for your Owls. I mean, if you're the Owls, it's what you want.
3:33 to play.
A lot more things have to go in your favor, though.
Perez will bring it up for Oscoda. Right side, Ullman. Ullman screened by Sprague. Spins in. lays it up. Can't get that one to go. Rebound comes down to Griffiths for Roscommon. Right side, Hamina. Up top, Beaver. Left side, Griffiths. They had opportunities for threes, and I think they're going into stall mode, that instead of taking those threes, they're going to burn the clock, which is the right thing to do at this point. Driving in, Pratt. Kick down low. Carew throws it up. Couldn't get that one to go as he was falling away. Timeout, Oscoda. Back in 30 seconds on Hits FM, your power station for sports. A 52-35 lead here for Roscommon. 2:52 to play. Oscoda with the basketball. Hunter Perez will walk it up. Winner of this game plays Alcona in the district finals. Jaden Ullman with the basketball in the corner. Hands it off to Blake Malik. Malik drives baseline. Kick out Sprague. Sprague a dribble. Goes through some contact. Lays it up short. And rebounded by Roscommon. Here comes Mason Beaver. Left side, Ben Hamina. Gets it to the corner to Pratt. 2:20 to play, 17-point lead. Into Carew. Carew lays it up, no good. And rebound comes down to Ullman. He is fouled. He'll go, not to the line. That was only the third team foul. Inbound to Perez. The Owls bring it up. Owls just a little frustrated out there in the court right now. Malik wanted the three, had that one tipped away and ripped away. Here comes Carew. Carew right down the hole. Lost it going in and out of bounds off of Carew, but was laying out of bounds, and so it'll go to the Oscoda Owls.
A lot of body parts moving on the ground there. Easy to get out of bounds and touch the ball.
McNichol will check in for Tyler Sheffer, who checked in for only a short amount of time there. Olden Ullman checks out as well. Jack LeClaire will check in for him. Hunter Perez walks it up here for Oscoda. 1:45 to play. LeClaire works on the right wing. Goes to McNichol at the free throw line. He gets it to Perez up top. Perez drives inside. Floater, off back rim, off front rim, off the side of the rim, and in.
Good old triple bounce.
52-37, so cut it to 15, and they get a steal. Malik drives in, had that one poked away. With 1:23 remaining.
Good hustle there by the Roscommon defender, making sure he doesn't get the easy bucket.
Number 20. I want to make sure I get the first name
Logan
right.
Williams.
Logan Williams,
yes.
Checks in for Hunter Perez. And the senior will check out as Oscoda will start pulling their seniors off the floor. Jack LeClaire driving inside, lays it up, no good. Rebound by LeClaire. He had it ripped away by Pratt. Pratt goes up top. Sawyer Griffiths. Griffiths now to Pratt, left side. Final minute. And if this score holds, Roscommon will have scored as Beaver drives in. He's fouled. No, he traveled. If this score holds, Roscommon will have scored all of 11 points in the second half.
Wow.
And will still win by double digits. Connor McNichol and Thad Sprague check out of the game for the Owls. Couple of seniors. As Ullman and Sheffer check in for them. Roscommon made a line change as well. Malik in there. He throws up a mid-range jumper. It's good. 6 points in the quarter by Malik. 30 seconds remaining. 52-39. So they cut it to 13. Williams guarding Hamina. Hamina up top to Beaver. Beaver had it poked away by LeClaire, and LeClaire will cause a tie-up, and it will go to the Owls. Number 23 for Oscoda will check in. That's Randy Eschenberg. Eschenberg will check in for Tyler Sheffer. Tyler Sheffer,
yep,
another senior.
If all this, all the seniors, Perez, Sheffer, McNichol, and Sprague.
All off the floor.
Getting hugs from Coach Collins.
Malik will hand it off with 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. And in the Owls season. Hand off. Williams, mid-range jumper off the front iron. No good. Rebound to Bickford. And the Roscommon Bucks top the Ascot Owls 52-39. A quality victory, of course, for Roscommon. And that sets up a district final on Friday. Roscommon and Alcona. Again, our final score. The Roscommon Bucks top the Ascot Owls 52-39. Back after this on Hits FM, your power station for sports.